But one of the things that the Judiciary Committee had to do that year, there was a scandal in the Supreme Court. Knapp Johnson was the chief of the Cherokees, named Napoleon Johnson, and he was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. At that time, it was apportioned the same way as the legislature. If four or five state senators that represented a big part of the votes in the Senate would back a judge running for the Supreme Court, he could do that and get elected. So Knapp Johnson came up through that particular system, and there was a lawsuit that started here in this county. It involved the Selected Investments case. That was a big corporation in Oklahoma, Select Investments.
They supposedly owed the state over $500,000 in taxes. The charge was that they had paid a $150,000 bribe to another judge, who then brought Knapp Johnson and a third judge, paid them to rule in the favor of the company. They figured if they spent $150,000 and didn't have to pay $500,000 plus, that they were going to come out ahead.
They finally got somebody to break, and they testified that they had delivered a cashier's check for $10,000 to Judge Johnson. Of course, he denied it. And he had plenty of backing in the state Senate because of his Indian blood. So the Senate got the charge from the House, and Jim Connor from here was the House prosecutor. He prosecuted Johnson before the Senate, and the Senate sat as the jury. The Judiciary Committee had to set forth all the rules of conducting the impeachment trial before the Senate. We hadn't done it for years and years, so we had to do a lot of research and everything. My committee wrote up all the rules that were used in the impeachment trial. Connor did a real good job. He found this cashier's check. It had stamps on it from various places, but it was for $10,000. When we got Johnson on the stand, Connor started asking him about large checks that had gone through his bank account at that time. And he got down, there was $300 here and $500 here and so forth and so on. And he got down finally until he was over $9,000. And they kept going at it and going at it and going at it. Finally, he got up where he was 35 cents. From where that $10,000 was. I was sitting over there, and all of a sudden I saw this smile on his face, and he said, "Did it cost you anything to get this largest check changed into a cashier's check?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "How much?" He said, 35 cents. That did it, boy. I've never told this to anybody. The guy's dead now, but the chief of the Cherokees after Johnson was Bill Keeler. He was president of the Phillips Petroleum Company, and he was kind of a devious guy. He called me on a Sunday morning. He said, "Listen, I'm calling you on behalf of my friend Knapp Johnson." He said, "We're dependent on you to vote not guilty on that." "Bill," I said, "you know, among other things, you're committing a felony, calling me when I'm sitting as a juror and telling me that I ought to vote to acquit that fellow who I'm quite certain from the proof is guilty of what he's charged with." "Well," he said, "I want you to vote." And I said, "Well, you don't need to worry about that, because if there was ever any idea in my mind to acquit him, you took care of that." I said, "I'm going to vote to convict him." And I did. From that day forward, I had a deadly enemy out of Bill.
Well, didn't they have Knapp Johnson's granddaughter or somebody you going to school with?
I went to grade school with her, and they had her sitting right over me. She just was watching me the whole trial.
It was decided by one vote.
Yeah. I mean, it was down to the last vote, and they figured that old John Young would vote to acquit. But John Young was one of the most honest members of the Oklahoma Senate that I ever served with, little old John Young. He voted to convict, and they couldn't believe it. They just couldn't believe it.
Bill Keeler, you never did report that phone call. You could have turned him in.
I know I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Boyd Cowden was one of the state senators who'd hid out all week. I'm sure that had a lot of comment in the Senate.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he ever showed up for the vote.
He didn't show up for anything.
Yeah.